going on, America? I am Graham Allen, and welcome to the newest episode of the Dear America podcast. Trump is being impeached. Or is he? We're going to talk about it. There's so much to talk about today. So sit back, relax, and welcome to the newest episode of the Dear America podcast.
Hey!
What's up?
What? Wow, you are loud, Alyssa.
Maybe your thing's turned up too much.
Oh, here we go again.
No, it's not. It is the standard volume level. Anyway, what's going on, America?
Missed me last podcast.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Dear America podcast. I don't know. Are we going to have a President Pence when this is all said and done? The Democrats have officially announced impeachment proceedings or hearings or whatever it is. I don't know. It's ridiculous stuff. First of all, we could sit here and we could talk about this forever. But the truth of the matter is, you got to have, what is it, 2/3 majority of the Senate?
Yeah, like 65 votes.
Yeah,
like
to actually
do gonna happen.
Anything. And so I think it's a waste of time. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I saw a funny little thing from CNN today.
I mean, if there was something illegal, we should look at it.
Agreed.
At
true.
Least, you know, but.
All right. So this is CNN. It's real. For those of you listening, you can't see it, but here it is. Video. Picture of the video.
Mm-hmm.
And CNN source, breaking news, CNN source, Trump does not want to be impeached, source says.
No way. Who is that source?
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? You don't want to be impeached?
It may hold more.
Breaking news, Trump does not want cancer. Breaking news, Trump does not want a loved one to pass away.
It may hold more credibility if it wasn't like a... Here we go.
Well, they may have been referring to, like, he set it up for them, you know. Like, he gave her the bait and she took it. And they're like, does he want to be impeached? You know, they thought that maybe he...
I think they're stupid.
He is smart. He's the puppet master. I mean, what a great move. If you know you're innocent, to just throw it out there and they bite.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, again, I think that, like you said, if there is something, then we should investigate. And obviously... there should be punishments if that is the case. However, if there isn't anything, then you've pretty much destroyed any chance that you can have of winning in 2020. So
definitely,
it's a bold move, Cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how it works out for him. Anyway, Alyssa, you are back. You weren't here the other day.
That's true. I'm here.
Welcome. We missed you.
Welcome back to the table.
Missed being here.
Jake, what's going on, man? Other than this impeachment stuff, what's happening?
Other than this impeachment stuff, not a whole lot.
Well, there's only so much to talk about with the impeachment stuff. I mean, they're trying to say that Trump, with Ukraine now, not Russia anymore, now it's Ukraine, is illegally trying to get Ukraine to look into Joe Biden.
Right. Which is what the Democrats did with the Russian dossier.
Yeah.
With Russia.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if it's true, then sure. If it's not, then it's one of those things. Yeah, it's a big deal, but it's kind of like Bill Clinton back then. Did he do it or did he not? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how do you dissect it a whole lot?
Well,
I don't think there's any truth in it.
All the times that impeachment was sought after, the people trying to impeach lost the next election. So there's that.
Oh, well, you know. Yeah. Well, it's Obama in 2012. It wasn't impeachment, but they spent the entire first 4 years trying to overturn Obamacare that they didn't have anything to go on in 2012. And so he pretty much had it in the bag regardless.
It could just be a last-ditch effort because, I mean, he's pretty much winning anyway.
Oh, yeah. They're throwing everything against the wall to see what sticks.
I think that a lot of them are in trouble. I think AOC is in trouble of losing her. Congress seat, there's been multiple people now stepping up to challenge her. I think that you've got a lot of young people that are going to go after congressional seats and things like that in the next round of elections. A lot of young people. You got that Catalina Lauf girl in Illinois. She's like 26 or something like that. There's just this whole new wave of people coming up. And I think that this will prove to be a death blow to the Democrats if they're not right. And if they are right, well, then, you know, I'll be the first one to say, You got to do, I mean, you have to take care of it.
Yeah, we believe in the Constitution.
In the Constitution. I don't think they're right, and I think that this is going to be a major blow to the Democrats, but I mean, I know that the transcripts were released already, because I was reading some of them earlier.
This is doing is making other foreign powers not want to talk to us, like the president, because they're going to think, oh, there's probably somebody that's going to leak this eventually, you know, like the president of Ukraine. You know, he's thinking the same thing right now. And that's what they've been doing the whole time, is moving the goalposts. You know, first it was the Russian hoax, collusion, Stormy Daniels, Michael Cohen, and then the Mueller report, all because of they're sore losers and still can't believe they lost 2016. And you see with the Electoral College as well, like, well, let's just get away with that because we should have won the presidency, you know. And they're falling apart, and it's due to these people like AOC who are basically running the party at this point. Pelosi didn't want to have to do this, but she fell to the pressure of it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm reading some of the things on Twitter right now, and everybody's like, you know, this transcript is a smoking gun. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the Mueller report.
Mueller report
didn't say anything, but they were just like, this is it! This is the proof!
But again, Michael Cohen. We went back to that when we were talking about all the other reports that came out. It's sad when you're hoping that your president, your commander-in-chief, is going to fail. That's not good for America.
Right.
That's not good.
Well, and again, I guess I don't understand exactly the point, because they're not going to get Trump removed. And even if they did, it would be President Pence.
Right.
So I just don't understand. Like, you know, I mean, I don't understand.
Unless they're just trying to get, you know, their party in office, because all that's
definitely
coming up.
It's all about power, obviously. Yeah.
All I'm saying is I just don't see what the grand point is. I just don't.
Yeah. I mean, Trump had the right to, and the transcripts just came out, and it basically said he just brought Biden up. It was no quid pro quo. He wasn't saying, give me info on Biden and his son, and I'll give you this money for military or whatever. It totally separate entities. So
right.
If they really want to impeach Trump over asking about actual corruption, I don't see that as an impeachable thing. Like, you could try and argue that, but if there's no quid pro quo and he was just like, hey, look into this for me, you know, especially if Biden and Biden's son actually did that, and Biden's on tape saying he pressured the prosecutor to be fired, the one who was investigating his son. He admitted to it on camera, and the Dems are like, no, we're not worried about him. He's not the president right now. We hate Trump.
I don't get it.
There's a lot we can't know, too. So much stuff is redacted. So much stuff is done behind closed doors.
Yeah.
I mean, so will you ever really get to the truth behind this?
And that's
probably not.
That's the thing. The phone calls aren't taped.
Right.
They aren't audio recorded. And so a transcript,
it's pretty close, though. They use like an audio transcripting service.
I understand, but it's still someone typing something, you know, and things like that. I mean, you know, or however they do it nowadays.
Multiple people,
yeah,
and then compare notes.
But still, that's still completely different and open for mess ups or whatever, as opposed to audio tape. So again, I just don't, you know, I don't really understand. I don't get it.
Yeah. And the other thing is, like, all these people pushing for impeachment, it's like, what did he do? Okay, he asked the Ukrainian president about Biden. What about actual issues that we talk about all the time? You know, Baltimore, Cummings, he was one of the main people in this. Pelosi was one of the main people in this, obviously. Her city is literally covered in poop right now. All these people who are so against Trump have so many issues in their own districts, and ignoring all the good, lowest black unemployment ever, lowest woman unemployment ever.
Power and money.
7 million jobs. That doesn't matter. He asked the Ukrainian president about Joe Biden, you know?
Yeah, again, I don't know. Today, I find myself...
Look drained.
No, I just kind of tired of the whole thing, you know? I mean, it's just... It comes down to the fact of politics are nasty, politics are gross. I mean, I think that if you had the coverage and the social medias of today, with every other president or presidential candidate in history, there would be dark things that you would find on every single one of them.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And so I'm not saying that things are okay. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is, I mean, there are just, I mean, there are things that happen when you campaign and when you're running for things. I don't know. Again, I don't think Trump did this. I don't. I don't believe it to be true.
Did the quid pro quo?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you look hard enough at anybody, you're going to find something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so it's just one of those things that if this doesn't work and he gets elected again, it'll be another four years of constant, yeah. You know, he interfered in this or he did that or blah, 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 blah. And I just don't understand. You know, I mean, if we had what we had today, the Epstein stuff would have come out during Clinton. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I mean, George Bush, we won't even get into all that stuff. And Obama, dear Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And then even before that, I mean, you think Reagan was perfect?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
that's another thing. Epstein, what the crap happened with that? You know?
Yeah.
What a perfect time for
Kavanaugh. Well, he's dead now. So.
Kavanaugh. Let's bring Kavanaugh back into the spotlight. And that's not working.
And that's my point. I think that there is a certain amount of, people say this all the time. They go, oh, it's the worst it's ever been.
Yeah.
Is it really always the worst? I'm pretty sure we were segregated back in the 50s and the 60s and even into the 70s, right? Are you sure it's the worst that it's ever been?
And you know what Obama did? He silenced whistleblowers.
Yeah.
He was famous for it.
And what I'm saying is it the worst it's ever been, or now we just have access to the way that it's always been?
Yeah.
I think we have no memory.
Yeah.
I think the public forgets things so easily.
Yeah, and again, to clarify, I am not justifying if illegal things took place. I am a Trump fan, but if Trump truly did something illegal, then yeah, I mean, no one is above the law. I don't believe it to be true. But again, are there shady things and backdoor handshakes that happen in the political campaign? Yeah, for everyone. Mm-hmm. If you don't think precious AOC did some backdoor, backhanded stuff. She misappropriated funds. Ilhan Omar now has come out. I mean, everybody. It's everybody. And that's the thing that's just weird to me, man, is that, you know, I mean, there is a certain amount of that's just politics to some extent. And so I don't know. Yeah. I just find myself today just with it. It's like, of course, you know, I mean, it's groundbreaking. They're impeaching. Is it really groundbreaking? They've been talking about it for 3 years.
Yeah.
They'll try and make it seem like that. I think at the end of the day, this proves that they don't think they can win in 2020.
I think they know they can't win.
And that's why they're throwing everything at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At first they were justifying, you know, we won in 2016. Let's kick him out of there so we can have the power. And now it's, we're going to lose in 2020.
Well, I think they'll lose. I'm not quite 100% sure that it's a slam dunk like everybody's thinking it is. You know, the way it's looking right now is Warren might actually come out ahead right this second, man. She's surging.
Ahead of Trump?
No, I'm talking for the Democratic.
Okay, yeah.
I'm talking
for the Democratic nomination.
Definitely.
And here's the thing. You know, and I had some really good conversations over the weekend. Here's the thing about Trump. Single childless women hate Donald Trump. They hate him as a whole, as a collective whole. He is not going to win the single childless woman.
That's fine.
He's not going to win it. That is a huge, huge demographic of people. I think he's doing very well with black males.
Mm-hmm.
He's not doing very well with black females.
Thanks to Blexit, by the way, Candace Owens.
Right, exactly. But still, black females are still very much anti-Trump. Not all of them. You got Diamond and Silk and Candace Owens, but I'm talking as the whole. All right. You also have to, and here's the thing for Trump, and this is why it's so vitally important for everybody listening. When it comes time for voting, you can't just assume that Donald Trump has it. That's how people lose. This is where Warren is dangerous, okay, if she gets the nod.
She's Native American, so she can shoot a bow and arrow.
But she is going to energize the base that is never going to vote for Trump, ever.
Can you imagine being energized by a lady of her age?
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, let's look at the facts here. So she got 20,000 people to show up in the middle of New York City, all right? That's a big deal. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not small. All right. That's a big deal.
Small to Trump, you know, well, arenas.
Well, maybe, but Trump's also president now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, these are the things that you have to realize. I think that Donald Trump is president now. So a lot of the things that got him out in the 2016, well, during 2015, right?
Mm-hmm.
He had the time, the energy, and the focus to do what he had to do to make as many waves as possible, right?
Right.
Well, now he's president. He's got all these things going on, and it can be argued that he's not quite delivering the same fire right this second that he did in 2015. Whereas the Democrats in 2016 thought they had it in the bag, and then they mm-hmm. lost.
Yeah.
Well, now they are hell-bent on winning it back.
Yep.
Whereas in 2015, 2016, it was the opposite, right? Democrats thought they had it in the bag,
sure.
and Republicans were hell-bent on it. I think that Trump's presidency lives and dies by black females. That's what I truly believe. Well, I think black females decide if Trump loses barely or yeah. Trump landslides. I think that's it. I think Trump landslides or he barely loses.
Yeah.
And that's just true. And I think Warren is very dangerous because I think if Warren gets the nod, then Sanders gets the VP. And I think that uh-huh. combo together is super dangerous.
Can you imagine?
I think the best thing that could possibly happen is for Biden or Sanders to get it. If that happens, I think Trump's got it all day. I think if Warren gets the nod, I think Sanders becomes the VP, and I think that is very, very, very dangerous. So dangerous that I think that Trump should consider a different VP at that point.
Maybe Nikki Haley?
Maybe.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't think he would have any choice.
Yeah.
Because I think with Sanders as the presidential candidate, I mean, excuse me,
Vice President.
Warren as the presidential candidate, Sanders as VP, I think a Trump-Pence ticket doesn't beat it. I think it has to become a Trump-Haley or something like that to have a shot, because you've got to have somebody that's going to capture that audience that, honestly, the vast majority hates Donald Trump right now. And I'll prove it to you.
Vast majority of the country?
Single females without children. Large majority of the country right now. Mm. It's just true, okay? They hate Donald Trump. Hate him. All right.
I don't believe polls, man.
Man, I'm not talking about polls. I was in Arizona over the weekend. We had a waitress.
Mm-hmm.
Waitress overheard our conversations, and we got to talking to her about it. And she goes, "Oh, I love Donald Trump." Well, how many kids you got? Three. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, cool. What about your single friends? She goes, "Oh no, they hate him. Absolutely yeah. hate him." There's something about the groups of Americans that have children. Because you think about people other than yourself with kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you actually think about the country and the way things are going. Well, when you're single and you don't have kids, you're only concerned about you at the time, right? That's where I think Trump, something has to be done to go after that. I think Melania is a secret weapon that they are not using. I think that
she may not want to be used, though.
She may not have a choice.
Every time she gets up, she's like, "Ban vapes." Yeah. I do not like vapes.
I love Melania.
Women love Melania. It's not about the first lady. It's not about policy.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
The first lady is about perceptions, and the first lady.
But I love her perception because it's humble and graceful.
Perceptions.
I love it.
Exactly. I think she's a very big weapon.
She's grounded.
We'll get back on that real quick. Let's get to a sponsor. TacPack is the premier monthly subscription box for military, tactical, and Second Amendment enthusiasts. For just $49.95 a month, they ship you at least $100 worth of gear from companies like 5.11, Hex-Meg, Mission First Tactical, Armaspect, and Amerigrip, just to name a few. They ship out AR-15 parts, everyday carry tools, knives, cleaning kits, and a mix of other tactical gear and apparel direct to you. Sign up today to get the October Tac Pack before they run out. This pack's value is $110 worth of gear from Armaspec, Tacfire, and War Machine. Sling into fall season with the AR Builder's Dream Pack. And yes, sling is a hint. Go to TacPack.com, and when you use the promo code RANT at checkout, they'll ship you an ABKT folding knife absolutely free. So, if you're into tactical gear from the best companies for half the price, TacPack is for you. Go to TacPack.com and get the October pack today. TacPack.com, TacPack.com, offer code RANT. All right, so again, and I want to talk about this because this was a very interesting thing that happened over the weekend. I sat down to dinner with some of arguably the most influential conservative people.
Mm-hmm.
And we really sat down and we started deconstructing what we think is wrong, where we think we're currently losing. And so I know that I'm kind of throwing a curveball for this episode, but I think it's important. You know, with everything that's going on right now, I think it's very important for us to talk about how does Trump win in 2020?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he wins because of us. And people are notorious for if they think they got it in the bag. People showed up in 2016. Why? Anybody know?
Who showed up?
Like, people showed up to vote for Trump. Why? In 2016?
Because they were sick of the establishment. They wanted an outsider. They wanted somebody.
Okay, that's one. All right. Alyssa, any guesses? Why? Why do you think people showed up?
They're worried about losing.
They hated Hillary.
Okay. I think people showed up.
Take it, Graham.
We're wrong.
No. You're not wrong. Those are all reasons why.
Yeah.
But I think it's a much more deeper thing than that. And what I mean is, I think people showed up in 2016 because they truly believed that if Hillary won, it was game over. I mean, I do.
Oh, agree.
I think that the vast majority of Americans realized in that moment that we were at a freaking fork in the road.
Mm-hmm.
And if Hillary won, it was over. This American experiment as we know it is over.
You don't think the same thing will happen with Sanders?
Well, I'm getting to it. So look at what would have happened if Hillary would have won.
Mm-hmm.
AOC and all these other people still would have shown up.
Yeah.
Except they would have had the full backing support of President Clinton.
Yeah.
And everything. We would already have the Green New Deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Healthcare for all, forgive student debt, free housing for everybody. All this stuff would have already been done and the entire economy would be dead.
Yeah.
All right.
Hundreds of thousands of people potentially, you know.
Right. But what I'm saying. I think that the problem that I'm seeing, and everyone at the table agreed when we had this meeting, is everybody thinks that we've got it in the bag, and so people aren't realizing that that same crossroads is actually still here coming up in 2020. Because if Trump loses, everything Trump has done will be destroyed within the first 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
No, for sure.
Every single thing. And we have to figure out a way to combat that and to go after that. And like I was saying, hashtag Dear America, let me know what you think about this. I think Melania is a secret weapon to this. I really do. Trump, everything about Trump, single childless women are not geared to like Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about it. Everything about what the man represents, how he carries himself. He's a New Yorker, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about him is abrasive.
Yeah.
To people that don't have kids and can look past his abrasiveness,
mm-hmm,
and look at his actual policies, right? I think Melania is the key to that.
But at the same time,
she's the counterbalance to Trump.
How are they going to see Melania? Through the press, through the media, which every time she does something, they hate on her. For some reason or another, they just hate on her.
It's not about the media hating on them. It's about the people watching her.
Right.
You know, and I don't think that they're using Melania enough. She is the epitome of the American dream.
Yeah.
She's a freaking immigrant coming over here legally, marries the future president of the United States. Now you're the first lady. I mean, dear God, you want to talk about energizing a base of people.
Mm-hmm.
Melania is your secret weapon.
She seems to have not wanted that, though, for her and her children to step back away from the spotlight, which I appreciate.
Maybe. I mean, Trump is a larger than life personality, but I think in 2020, I think she's going to have to.
We'll see.
And so anyway, that's just my cautionary warning to everybody.
Yeah.
One, we need literally every single person that showed up in 16 to show up again. That's first of all.
I think that's the biggest thing, is making sure everyone stays energized.
Yes.
And sees that it's a crucial point.
Because,
I mean, now we're talking about socialism.
We can't lose one person that showed up in 2016. Yeah. And honestly, we need to gain.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to bump up to like 15% of the black vote. I think if we can get up to 15% of the black vote, Trump's got it in a landslide.
Mm.
I think if we go where we were last time, I think Trump might be in trouble. And that's just the cautionary warning that I want to throw out to everybody is, because we're all in the mindset of Trump is going to win, I think we're in danger of losing.
Right.
And I think that we just cannot, we cannot operate that way.
Well, because if you think you're losing, you automatically just fight harder.
Yes.
Right.
Thinking about Mississippi State.
And,
the moment.
Yeah. And you should never think you have it in the bag.
Ever.
Either.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Gotta stay alert.
And so. Yep.
Stay focused.
You know. Anyway. I mean, I didn't mean to turn this doom and gloom. I don't think it's doom and gloom. I think that we can and will win, but it's only going to happen if we all show up.
Well, yeah. Exactly.
Like we did.
Still got to vote.
Yeah. I mean.
That's all you got to do.
Just vote.
Well, if you notice the trend of elections over the past, well, three, if you count Obama's two, but past two presidents, each one has been like this deciding moment factor for people. Barack Obama was the first black president. I mean, you know what I mean? Like 100% of the black, I mean, you know, more black people voted than they ever have, you know, because it was this historical moment. Trump became, well, depending on who you ask, Trump became this saving America moment. Like, we've got to do this or it's over.
Right.
What is 2020 going to be? And I think that that's a very important question.
I think that's what I was thinking.
I think people need to ask themselves that, you know, what are we doing? What are we doing this time around?
And
the
again,
election's in 18, less than 18 months. What are we doing?
I also think people get confused from who I've talked to about, well, we don't like Trump as a person versus what is actually his policies are and what's happening. I think that's a distinction that has to be made, because I'm not saying morally he's the best person ever and I want to be his best friend, but you can't argue with how America has been made better.
Yeah.
And also now we're talking about socialism. So, I mean, can we look at, you know, just put aside those things and look at what you want to vote for, which is important.
Yeah.
And I feel like that has been kind of muddled.
What matters more to those people? Like, how good of a person he is or the results? It's like, you'd rather have
There's a lot of people that would rather him be like nice.
Yeah.
Like Obama.
So would you take the trade-off of him being nice but not lowest black unemployment?
We did it for eight years.
Yeah, exactly.
We did it for 8 years. Obama was the nice president.
Smooth talking.
I'm not slamming that. I'm just saying I think people need to realize we are at a pivotal, crucial moment, because, again, socialism now is not just being introduced. It's being pushed. Like, this is what
I personally think the president's supposed to be kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
He needs...
Who's going to step up against Putin?
I mean, you know? Bosses. Bosses are kind of... Every NCO or officer in charge of me, kind of jerks. I mean, because you got to be, you know?
I
mean,
I don't think you have to be a jerk. There's a respect.
You know
level
what I'm saying. There,
I know
you
what you're saying, but people may
I'm
not know what you're saying.
Is there has to be that, you know, hey, man, I'm not going to like punch you in the face, but you don't do what you're supposed to do, I'm going to tear you up, you know, kind of thing. I mean, that's just... It's a parental thing too. Like it goes back to like the basics of parenting.
Yeah.
I love you, but my job is not to be your friend. My job is to teach you how to be a productive member of society.
Right.
Don't get it twisted. We can be best friends once you pass the test and you grow up. You know what I'm saying? My job is to be your parent.
Right.
The job of the president of the United States is to be your president, not your friend. And I don't know. I think that unfortunately there's a lot of new voters, because this is the first election that the majority of voters will be millennials and not boomers anymore.
Well, that to me is the scariest thing, because I don't know if we are winning on the millennial side, because they're pushing the moral standard.
Morally superior.
We have lost the millennial side.
Yeah.
I think we're winning the Gen Z side.
Yeah,
I agree.
But a lot of the Gen Zs aren't voting yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so I think that Trump... I don't think Trump has won the millennial side. I think he has a lot of them. I think he's won the boomer side. I think he has a good bit of millennials, and I think he, like, 98% has Gen Z. But 70% of Gen Zs aren't voting yet.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and so...
So the point is, go vote.
Yes. The point is, go vote. All right, let's move on.
Let's do it.
Okay, you want me to take it? All right.
Yeah.
So I like to stay in touch with what's happening with Area 51 for more important news.
Oh, Lord.
Just so you know, it's a very quick update.
What a letdown that
no
was.
No aliens have been sighted yet.
Oh.
I'm updating you. I'm letting you know. Only two people have been detained thus far. One for public urination, which is not allowed. There you go. There's your update on Area 51.
Think about it, though. Like, if you were the one that found the alien, you might think, like, maybe I shouldn't tell anybody.
Or they could have killed you.
I wouldn't.
Quite honestly.
I wouldn't tell anybody. If the alien was cool, I wouldn't tell anybody.
Take
I'm
a
gonna
picture,
keep you
selfie.
In my basement.
I would. I would. I'd be rich because he'd be able to hack into like ATMs and stuff.
Yeah.
I'd do it. Speaking of like aliens or things to take over the world, have you guys seen the Boston Dynamics robot?
Oh yeah.
No, I haven't.
All right.
I've seen a lot of those videos.
So for those of you who are watching on video, we'll put it up on screen. For those of you who are listening on audio, you're just gonna have to watch. Watch this thing. Look at it.
Is that a robot?
That's a robot. Wait for it. Look. Look, watch it move.
Oh, no. That's kind of terrifying, actually.
It's like the freaking Terminator in real life.
Yeah.
My question is, why the crap are we making this kind of stuff?
I agree. That's scary.
What are we doing right now? That thing, if that thing comes at you, you're dead.
All I have to say, though, is when you're gone, I want him.
And it's moving like a majestic freedom fighter.
Do the dishes for me.
I was thinking like, if someone breaks in.
That
but
too.
Yes, that too.
But you got to be careful with programming it for
That's
somebody
true.
Who breaks in.
I need a
you know,
code word.
Cousin comes over. Hey.
Maybe I don't like my cousin. I'm just kidding. I love my cousins.
Anyway, I just saw that and I was in awe. They programmed it for those of you who didn't see the video, they programmed it for gymnastic moves.
Mm-hmm.
And it was doing gymnastics. The robot.
It's only a matter of time before I identify as a human.
8-foot robot. Agile enough to do gymnastics. What did you say?
It's fine. Listener,
I'm talking about freaking Terminator Judgment Day stuff over here.
It's serious.
Serious stuff.
Sorry.
It is serious.
It's
man, did you
serious.
See that freaking thing?
I did.
They programmed it to do gymnastics moves, and an 8-foot robot was doing gymnastics better than I could.
Yeah.
Well, that's not hard, babe. But all I have to say is...
Wow.
Sorry. But where are flying cars? We were promised those years ago.
Yeah.
They wasted all the technology for this thing.
On the robot. No, it might happen. Don't...
No.
Don't
Neil deGrasse Tyson says it won't.
Whatever. All right, I have a story.
Tunnels. Underground tunnels.
I'm not riding a flying car.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Because you can stack them basically infinitely.
I can't do that, though. I'm claustrophobic.
Straight line. Like,
it's a problem.
Flying cars are too loud,
I won't even go down the slides that are enclosed. It scared me. Okay, here's a story about a Texas man. Picture this and imagine this. A Texas man is wanted by authorities for divorcing his wife. Why, you may ask? Because he did it without her knowledge or consent. He forged all the documents and did it behind her back.
That poor guy.
And then when she realized that he was buying jewelry, he was like, oh, yeah, we're divorced, actually. And she said, what? And he said, yeah, we're actually already divorced. So he did. Anyway, he forged all the documents. Wow. I don't even know.
What judge?
What did she do?
What judge and attorneys didn't need to have her there?
Well, she's sick.
She's sick, but she's good with it. Don't worry.
Yeah. Trust me. She said I could buy.
She actually sent me here to
do
this.
Yeah, it's quite impressive.
Wow.
I don't
that's
know.
Something.
That's a new level of fear or scared or of one party. I don't
man.
Know.
I got a funny story.
Okay,
all right.
An Oklahoma man, was a fireman, claiming to be Jesus, was tased after running naked down the street.
Oh, no.
Yeah. An 11-year veteran of the Oklahoma City Fire Department was arrested after he allegedly attacked a woman and ran naked through a park. The woman he was with that morning told investigators he'd been acting strangely before he attacked her. She said he called himself Jesus before dashing naked from the house down the road.
So are we all going to just say drugs? Is that
can
where
I
we're
just
going
probably.
With this?
Or he's Jesus, I mean.
Can I just say that I think that it's sexist what you just said. If a woman had claimed to be Mary and started running down the road naked, she wouldn't have got tased.
That's right.
Well, she'd probably be beautiful.
It doesn't matter.
She's probably ugly.
That's sexist. A naked man is worthy of tasing. But a naked woman, people bring their phones out.
That's
maybe
police
he was
brutality.
A big guy.
That's police brutality. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, I have actually a viewer.
No, hold on. What? I got one.
Well, I was starting. So a what? Viewer.
Oh, my God.
This is a quick one. This is from a viewer. She sent this to me and said, I know you like to do the funny stories. So she actually showed me this. So thank you, viewer. A woman at a Louisiana truck stop got arrested. She was chasing her dog, illegally went into a petting zoo, and she bit a camel's testicles, and she got arrested because the camel sat on her, and so she panicked. So she is now arrested because...
That is the strangest story.
Once she was trespassing.
How many consecutive bad decisions did you have to make to end up in a situation where you had to bite a camel's testicle?
She illegally ran into the petting zoo?
It was on Fox News.
What does that
she
mean?
Did. Well, she was chasing her dog.
You didn't pay the $2.
No, she didn't go into it. Like, it was like a, yeah, and the lady you there really who owns it said they're yourself, all peaceful, so she had no reason to bite.
You've just got to ask a lot of life, hard life questions at that point.
Yeah.
She how loved did, her dog.
How did I end
how
up
did
here?
I get here? What has led me to be in a position where my only option was to bite a camel testicle? I mean, just think about that.
It's a. I mean, she made Fox News, so hey. Yeah,
can you imagine
you
being her husband out there with a beer or something,
don't
just watching?
Like, don't do it, Ian.
Oh man.
So my, I wanted to point out the just true where America's hearts and interests lie. We've been talking about the impeachment of Trump and everything like that, and so that's you right. would think that it'd be the number one trending thing on Twitter. However, at 9 o'clock this morning, Mario Kart is actually trending higher than Trump impeachment.
That's probably sad, but
like,
what about
there it is.
Mario
like
Kart?
Mario Kart, Trump impeachment. I guess there's a new Mario Kart coming out.
Oh, that's exciting. I will kill
you all. On Nintendo,
you all.
And then bam, there it is. Yes. And then Trump impeachment's down here.
Yeah.
So America really is more concerned about Mario and Luigi going to battle on the racetrack than they are about
Princess
this whole.
Princess Peach well, can kick butt too.
What is that? It's on. Yeah,
it's
see,
on the
yeah, look, yeah, there
I
mean, it is.
I mean, it's an. Oh, that's exciting.
It just proves that this is just another. You know, it's just noise to
hey,
people.
Man,
they're like, how
just,
many times are you going to say this?
Well, just when you think you got world news, Mario Kart comes out the same day.
So, go ahead.
Speaking
Jake.
Of toys, Mattel has a new doll. It's called Creatable World Genderless Dolls.
Oh, my
Whoa.
God.
Kids can customize
Whoa.
However they want in a label-less world. I got a.
What do you mean customize? Like make their body parts?
Yeah. So you
what?
You can.
That's what I wanted to do when I was a kid.
You can change the hair, the clothes, whatever. Here, I got a picture for you.
Well, that's quite terrifying. A doll
Boom.
For everyone.
Is that a boy? A girl?
Who knows?
Who knows?
It's a gender neutral doll.
Looks like Justin Bieber and somebody else. Yeah.
That is really creepy.
Yep. I mean, they
what
don't.
What are we teaching our kids, y'all?
Look
Come
how,
on.
Look how good innocent they are. Yeah. Like, how do kids even
Ew, that's
care
creepy.
About that?
I don't like their legs, their joints.
Well, that's just Barbie dolls.
Well, I don't
that's
like
just,
it.
It's just, yeah. They're not like, how but, do you expect them to bend? They're not people.
As you can see, the one on the left is a boy, and the one on the right is a girl.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. You don't know.
Well, that's just.
All right.
Okay, so speaking of toys and gender neutral, that was ironic because I have a list of baby names that are now trending in 2019.
Nice.
Gender neutral.
These ought to be good.
Oh,
Lord,
you have
help
no
us.
Idea.
Here
are you
go.
Ready? I'm only going to read a couple and do them pretty quick. Saskia. Aurora, Hyacinth, Omari, Whistler, Luna, Lion, Fawn, Tanith.
Luna, Lion, Fawn was one or
no,
three?
No, sorry. No, just one.
Luna, Lion, Fawn.
I'm doing it quickly.
Luna,
Lion,
Fawn.
Tanith, Body, Manu,
Body.
Garion. There's just a couple.
Garion.
Like. 90% of those were female sounding names.
Fawn.
What was like one of the second ones?
Luna.
Hyacinth.
Yeah, basically you can name them pretty much any Brock or the moon.
90% of those were feminine sounding names. Why is it that the gender neutral names are feminine sounding?
Well, yeah. Sorry, babe. It's gender neutral.
No, I'm just saying that it's an illusion. It's
Hyacinth?
A myth. It's
Hyacinth?
Not true. It's not true. Gender neutral always leans more towards
I
the
agree.
Feminine.
Like Aya, yeah. Owlette.
Always.
These all sound.
Luna. I mean, all
Saskia.
This stuff. Yeah. They all are feminine.
Lion.
They're weird. Lion and Garion. Okay, I'll give you that.
Garion is my favorite
Tanith.
One.
Tanith is pretty. I actually
said
like that one.
90%. I didn't
hear
say all of them. I'm again, this whole genderless crap always leans towards the more feminine.
Well, sorry, babe.
It just does. Hey, but what I'm saying is it's not real. It's not real.
Yeah. My wife made a brilliant point. She's wonderful and beautiful.
She is wonderful.
She said the other day.
And a girl.
And a beautiful woman. there's a picture of these new bracelets, like the LGBTQ spectrum bracelets. And gay has the rainbow flag, right? Then you got trans and you got pansexual and all these other ones. And they have their own like colored
stripes. They
identify
stripes. By a bracelet.
She's like, I thought the rainbow flag covered all that. And I was like,
oh, that is brilliant.
Mind
wow.
blown. It's like, wasn't that supposed to be all inclusive to everybody? No, we have our own flag.
Well, now everybody's just beating, like, yeah.
Yeah, so what does the gay flag represent then? All different colors of just being gay
represents the start.
There's no trans color anymore.
It was the start. That's true.
The gay flag is now the checkered flag in the race. It's it's just the way it is. I mean, you know, it start. Let's do this thing.
But everybody wants their own individual.
It's like each country at the Olympics is carrying their own flag to the end. The checkered flag.
True. Everybody wants their own flag.
Yeah. Their own identity.
Let's talk about Bernie Sanders really quick.
Yay. Bernie, do your Bernie impression because everybody likes it, Jake.
There's going to be no more billionaires on Earth.
How did you know that's what I was going
to
do?
Don't come after the millionaires, though.
That's the one. All right. Bernie Sanders is unveiling a proposal for a new wealth tax on the richest Americans, including a steep tax on billionaires
that could greatly
diminish their fortunes. And he tweets this saying, billionaires should not exist.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, didn't the Obamas just buy like a ton of land?
They sure did, right on the rising sea level. Yeah.
Do they not realize that without billionaires, millions of Americans wouldn't have jobs?
Doesn't matter.
I don't care.
I mean, just on the basic principle of that, if you don't have billionaires, how many people, can we Google, how many people does Amazon employ?
More than 650,000 workers.
Over 650,000 people are employed on Amazon alone. Now, granted, that's probably not all in the U.S. and things like that, and, you know, because Amazon is everywhere. However, Walmart, Lord only knows, probably 300,000-400,000 easy.
Yep,
kind of thing. What happens to all these people if the billionaires are gone? There's no jobs. Bernie Sanders is a moron, and he will tank this country just on that simple. Billionaires shouldn't exist. Excuse me.
Yeah.
So you think that in the land of freedom and opportunity, you should be allowed to tell people what they're not allowed to accomplish?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the rhetoric that's coming out of these people's mouths, man.
Well, and also the hypocrisy. Just like, I mean, I'm really not trying to slam on the inbounds. I'm really not. But it was just, it's very, you say one thing, but you live a completely different life. Mm. Just like the Green New Deal, no airplanes, yet everyone be flying.
If the Obamas really thought the world was ending and that polar ice caps were melting and we'd be flooded, would they really have bought a $15 million house on the beach?
Right.
Man, YOLO.
Yeah. Another thing, I'll give my brother some love here. Real Jay Stone. He said, when the billionaires are gone, they will come for the millionaires and then anyone who makes a profit. Socialists never run out of enemies.
Except for them. Well, they somehow maintain.
But even Bernie, we get rid of the billionaires. 5 years down the road, they're going to say, wait. And they will look at Bernie and say, you have too big of a house, too many cars.
No. Then they'll kill it's even darker than that, man. I think it's even darker than that. You get rid of the billionaires, then the millionaires become billionaires.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
They take all their wealth.
Yeah.
The wealth they were
hating
on.
That's what I'm saying. You get rid of the billionaires, then it makes room for the millionaires to become the next ones.
But to me, it almost, if you go even darker than that, it almost breeds corruption because, right, billionaires are going to have sources. They're going to figure out a way to keep their money. They're not just going to willingly be like, okay. Do you see what I'm saying? So they're going to start doing shady things or employing different, I don't know. It's just.
Yeah, demonizing making money. That's what socialism does.
Hard
That's
work.
What Bernie does.
Demonize hard
it's like,
work. Almost.
Don't have entrepreneurial, tendencies. Don't try and be successful in this country. Just be mediocre and life will be great.
Yeah,
don't make a company. Why are you trying to employ people?
Yeah,
like, just be normal like the rest of us.
Anyway.
We will never have to worry about that on the upside, though.
Well, again, man, think about how many families eat. Bernie Sanders is always hating on Amazon. They should be paying more money. They should be paying this. They're not paying taxes. Da, da, da. Think about how many families eat because of Amazon.
Or Walmart. Yeah.
Or Walmart or Target or these major companies. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the
I do think they should be held accountable.
Of
just
course.
Like everybody
I'm not
else.
Saying that
sure.
they shouldn't.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you cripple the business, then all of these people are going to be out of a job.
Right.
And all of these people and all these children that you claim to care about
but
so much, what are they going to eat?
But wouldn't that be good for their narrative?
Dude,
we need to take care of you?
Benny Johnson from Turning Point has a video coming out soon about Cuba. They literally went to Cuba to film a video to show what socialism actually looks like. And it is terrifying.
Yeah.
They posted pictures of like their equivalent of Walmart, right? They went in, there's multiple aisles with nothing on the shelves. And the aisles that do have it, the TVs, the food and stuff, it's all the same thing. You can only buy one TV in Cuba. You can only buy one thing of corn in Cuba. You can only buy one type of microwave, one type of this. You can only have one type of cell phone. It's creepy, man.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't realize what you're actually even flirting with entertaining.
Yeah.
It is crazy scary.
Well, because they mask it very well.
To think about that.
Well, the Green New Deal as well. Like, let's enact that worldwide. Okay, well, these countries in India, Africa that are just coming into, you know, normal civilization, let's shut down their coal plants. Let's shut down, and then they're back to being in poverty and starving. It's like they're finally coming into this century, and we want to stop all that? Okay, it might help out some areas of the United States, but it's going to cripple a lot of the rest of the world.
Look at these photos. And for those of you that are listening on audio, I apologize, but those watching on video, you'll see it.
That's why you got to watch on YouTube.
Look at these photos. It's
wow.
all the same
creepy.
Thing.
Twilight
is that not
zone.
Creepy? And then look, this is the creepiest one.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. We're out. Yeah. We're out of stuff. I mean, it's like a scene from a horror movie almost.
It
look, it's all the same crap. You can only get this kind of peaches. This kind of canned
wow.
fruit or food.
Gage wouldn't survive.
Those TVs.
Very
like,
picky.
This is like, it looks like a freaking 32-inch. So 32-inch TV is the only TV you're allowed to purchase.
Well.
I mean, it's crazy.
If Bernie had his way, he'd probably make it like that too. Why do you need more than 32 inches?
Look, I mean, everything. The entire store
yep.
is the same stuff. I mean, that's
it.
The kind of things that people don't, you just don't get, you know? And anyway. Bernie Sanders is very dangerous. This is all super dangerous. This entire thing is just insanity. All right, what else you guys got? Anything?
No, we're about time anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen, Trump is going through the impeachment process. Do your own research. Do your own fact findings. You know, trust your gut. I almost said trust your guts. Trust your guts.
We should also say that we recorded this, you know, 10 o'clock.
Yes.
So
now by the
stuff.
Time you listen to this, things could come out this afternoon. And so, yeah, well, that's just part of the podcast, I guess. Anyway, but if things come out, we, of course, will bring it up on the next one. But that's all we have for this episode of the Dear America podcast. And we'll see you again next time.
See you.
Bye.